Speedway Report is produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. USAC held their Turkey Night Grand Prix and crowned a national title, while Stadium's Turkey Derby closed the season for the Asphalt Modifieds, and Formula One waved their final checkered flag and settled the 2016 World Championship. All this and more. Welcome to Speedway Report for Monday, November 28th, 2016, from the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina. I'm Patrick Reynolds, and thank you for joining us tonight. From the North Myrtle Beach ZRN Studios, producer Jeff Gilder is with us. One of the area golf courses in North Myrtle Beach is looking to build a permanent swimming pool for next summer. Jeff asked me for a donation to the project, so I gave him a glass of water. Moving on from there, we welcome everyone to Racers Reunion Radio. Hello to all of our viewers on Speedway Report TV. If you are listening to Racers Reunion Radio and would like to see the television broadcast, a couple ways to do it. Head over to SpeedwayReport.com. Up on the top ribbon, there is a TV icon. Just click that, and here we are. And also, we're on the Racers Reunion Stock Car homepage that you guys right here, directly in front of me. To stage left over here, we're also streaming at Facebook Live. So you can head on over to our Facebook page. Another way to see us is Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds. How's it going, fellas? Good to see everybody out there. We are live there as well. Also want to say hello to everyone in the chat rooms on the Stock Car site. Carl is with us over there, along with Danny, Jeff, Jerry Smith with Stars Radio, and myself. They're over there doing a little bench racing with the Stock Car site. Drag Racers, you guys are looking healthy. Barb, Jack, Jeff, John Bachelman, as always, is over there. One of the hosts coming up at the top of the hour. Rich, Thomas, and Woody joins us as well. And Rich, special hello to you. Hope surgery went well and you're feeling better. Always concerned with our Racers Reunion family. Want the best of them all of the time. Rich had a little medical issue. Looking good, though, from the photos I have seen. Well, want to give a little tip of the hat, tip of the fedora to our good buddy Leo, listening to us down in Brazil, and all our South American fans. Hello to all of you. Thanks for tuning in. So basically, to everybody out there, welcome to the fastest half hour in racing over here, SpeedwayReport.com and Racers Reunion. Hey, guys, over here, Facebook Live. And by the way, you guys at Facebook Live, if you wouldn't mind you checking us out for the first time, we'd appreciate that little like if you want to give us a little click on the Facebook page. Tell our show you're watching, you're here, you like what you hear. Let's roll through the victory lane lap for this past Thanksgiving weekend in the world of motorsports. Don't you love it when one kind of lines up just right so their schedule goes over the Thanksgiving weekend here in the U.S.? Usually, the NASCAR Sprint Cup Tour dominates Sunday afternoon action. NHRA is over. IndyCar is over. IMSA is over. The short tracks are here and there, kind of fading out. And love it when F1 still has a race over the weekend. I'm not much for football. I like sports where we stand for the national anthem, but that's another talk show altogether. F1 cars were in Abu Dhabi and Lewis Hamilton. And here's Mercedes won the race with Nico Rosberg second and Sebastian Vettel completing the podium. The second place finish was enough for Rosberg to clinch the Formula One World Championship. We'll talk about that shortly. USAC Midgets had one of the bigger short track races over the weekend with the Turkey Night Grand Prix in Ventura, California. Kyle Larson won for the second time in his career. He's got Turkey Night Grand Prix to his credit now. Now, Tanner Thorson crossed the checkers in sixth position, and that clinched the National USAC Midget Championship for Tanner Thorson. Congratulations go out to him. Up in the Northeast, the Turkey Derby was run at the Wall Stadium Speedway up in New Jersey. On the pavement, the fast, high-banked one-third-mile track. The tour-type modifieds went 150 laps. That was won by Matt Hirschman. Pay attention. SK Modifieds also went 100 laps there. Their winner, Matt Hirschman. Big Money Matt, the winner last weekend in Myrtle Beach. We talked about that a little bit on last week's show. Won 10 grand down there. Scores 150 lap and 100 lap over the weekend at the Turkey Derby. Closer to where we are in North Carolina, the Thanksgiving Classic was in Kentley, North Carolina. Yesterday afternoon, the late model stock cars went 200 laps, and Tommy Lemons Jr. won the race. He steered clear of several wrecks during the main, including one between race leader Lee Pulliam and Matt McCall. They had their troubles, paved the way for Lemons to sit victory lane. And the super late models went 125 laps. Christian Eckes, who won last weekend's Myrtle Beach 400 for the late model stock cars, won his super late model this week at the 125. All these Thanksgiving-themed titles for racing over this past weekend, kind of like it. Talked about the Turkey Night Grand Prix, the Turkey Derby, the Thanksgiving Classic. New event at the 411 Speedway in Seymour, Tennessee. They had the leftover. This was the inaugural running of the race. 50 laps for dirt late models, $5,000 to win, and veteran Dale McDowell parked it in victory lane. Speaking of dirt late models, the crate cars, basically late models with limited engines, raced in Swainsboro, Georgia. They had their Turkey 100. Big race, big money. Jonathan Davenport won the event. $20,000 to the winner. Now give an attaboy to the guys up at Gordon, New York. They tried running the Gobbler on the quarter-mile dirt track up there for dirt modifieds. That was rained out. It is postponed. That will be held this upcoming weekend on Saturday. Irish promoter Brett Dale and his team, the best of luck. Think of this challenge. They plan for outside dirt modified racing in New York in December. Good luck to them. Not the first time it's been done, especially in the Northeast. We'll talk about that in a little bit as well. Let's get to the meat of the sandwich here this week. Look here. We are the Monday after Thanksgiving. And believe it, I'll give you guys a rest. We will bash the chase today. We didn't have a Sprint Cup race yesterday, so don't need to bash it. However, their award ceremony is coming up in Las Vegas this week, so maybe next Monday I'll have something else to say about the point system. But we've covered that one for years on this network about playoffs. Let's talk about a championship that, in my opinion, was decided how auto racing should be. The Formula One World Championship. That was decided yesterday. Early Sunday morning, late local time in Abu Dhabi. Kind of Sunday night under the lights championship race there. Good show. Mercedes doled it out yesterday for the race win and the World Championship. Pretty much like they have done all year. Basically a slugfest between Lewis Hamilton and Nico Rosberg. Now, the late stages of the race did go under some scrutiny. We had a lineup of Lewis Hamilton leading the race. Nico Rosberg in second, so he had the two Mercedes, as usual, running one and two. Ferrari Sebastian Vettel was third, and Red Bull's Max Verstappen in fourth. Hamilton leading the race, going for the race win. He knows he's got to win. What he did is he applied some strategy here. Slowed the pace. He kept Rosberg at bay behind him. It's a very tight course at Abu Dhabi, but he did slow the pace enough for Vettel in third and Verstappen in fourth to close the gap. So all four cars really tight under a blanket. In the math in his head, Hamilton knew that Rosberg could not finish on the podium for Hamilton to have a shot at the world championship. So what he did is he slowed the pace, let those cars catch up, and he was hoping in the back of his head that Vettel in third and Verstappen in fourth had a shot to get around Rosberg for second, and hopefully get the win and the world championship. Really a strategic move. It got criticized a little bit. A lot of people took sides with which Mercedes guy was your guy, was the more deserving champion, who should have won this and that other thing. Seemed like more, it wasn't dirt cold to me, but more of a strategy. More than you would done, what anybody would do in normal racing with fuel mileage, tire management. These things come into play a lot of times in the world of sports, just that style of racing. It happens in stock car racing all the time, car racing. You employ that type of strategy, type of racing. Hamilton I'm going to go out and say was not dirty pool, was calculated, was trying to win a world title, did nothing dirty, was clean as a whistle. And you talk to the guys in the race, their thoughts of it, they were all cool with it. Nico understood where everybody was coming from. He was happy. He wound up world champion, so what's his problem? None whatsoever. And Hamilton admitted, yeah, I did what I did. So what? I'm trying to win a world title. I can't blame a race car driver for that. Good for him. Even though you heard the recordings over the radio, the Mercedes team telling Hamilton, pick up the pace, dude. Pick up the pace. In Hamilton's mind, he knew that Mercedes had already clinched the manufacturer's title, so they were all set there as far as 1 and 2, and it was just a matter of the driver's championship to be decided, so he was not hurting the team and trying very hard to help his own cause. Now, with that in mind, let's hop on over to a related subject, the deserving champion and the non-deserving champion. This argument popped up on social media today. People again picking sides. Both these guys were deserving champions, and just how racing goes. What they pointed to, the critics anyway, pointed to the mechanical failures that Hamilton's team had versus the lack of mechanical gremlins that really bothered Rosberg's team all season long. And people need to understand there's no favoritism by the team for one driver to the other because the structure of Formula One, it doesn't work like that. But here's the definition of it, how they distribute points, money, championships over there. The driver's championship, from what I understand, is not where the big money comes from in Formula One. It's the constructor's championship. So the two Mercedes, like two Ferraris, two Red Bulls, two Force Indias, what have you, work together so the team, two cars, make maximum amount of points. That's where the money is. That's where the millions are paid out. That's how crew guys earn money. That's how the drivers earn money. That's how the teams earn money. It's the constructor's championship. So it bodes well. You need to prepare both cars as best as possible, and that's how the team strategizes their race, in that both cars score the maximum amount of points. Now, naturally, first and second is where we all want to go. That's where they want to go. But we saw a few races there where they raced tooth and nail. There was not an A driver and a B driver. Not back in the Michael Schumacher days, Ferrari, where he clearly had someone guard the back door for so many years. This was a slugfest between Hamilton and Rosberg, and there was no favoritism in the mechanics part either time because of the way the structure and championship money is paid out. People equate that to NASCAR here in the U.S. It's not how Sprint Cup and Winston Cup back in the day worked. Didn't work that way then. Didn't work that way now. The driver's title paid a whole lot of money. Made a big deal as far as team income. Like a manufacturer's championship is not. There is one in NASCAR, but it's not that big a deal as far as the overall solidification of finances for the team. However, the constructor's championship is everything in Formula One. So the mechanics, team members, carrying both cars the same. Just rotten luck that Hamilton stuff blew up because it wouldn't do the team any good for either driver to have a did not finish. Now, Nico Rosberg joins his dad, KK, who was the 1982 world champion. KK does not talk to the press a whole lot. He was there giving his son hugs after the world championship run yesterday in Abu Dhabi. And yesterday was also the final race for Felipe Massa and Jenson Button. We talked about Massa a few weeks ago with his final race in Brazil. Grand send-off he got there from all the Brazilians when he crashed out of the race, unfortunately. But the respect and admiration was given to him was pretty impressive. Jenson Button got equal respect yesterday. Both of them stepping aside and moving on. And other people will fill those seats for 2018. 17. Heading up the coastline to the Turkey Derby, twin modified features Saturday, swept by Matt Hirschman, a great seat there. Did the math for big money Matt with the 10 grand the previous week in Myrtle Beach. His take for the day at Wall was about $9,000 for Saturday afternoon, sweeping both feature race wins. And we believe that Jimmy Blewett may be the only one done that previously. Not sure about that, believe so. From a little bit of research I did, Blewett might have been the only one to take the checker flags, both races over the week, sweep the Derby for the SKs and the Supercars. Up until this past Saturday, Matt Hirschman, Big Money Matt, stood in victory lane twice on Saturday at Wall. Our short track friends on the dirt up in New York, where I came from many years ago, up in Accord, New York, had a great forecast and a real good shot at getting the gobbler in this past Saturday. Quarter mile dirt track in Accord. Unexpected weather moved in. They had partly cloudy forecast for Friday night. Well, it starts raining, and it's raining pretty heavy. Then there's some wintry precipitation that comes creeping in. It fell Saturday morning well past the time the pit gate was going to open. Really, by the time it quit raining and quit spritzing snow a little bit, they really didn't have much of the choice. Couldn't run at the track or really get the grounds dry enough or in shape for them to race, modified race, so they had to postpone. So now, at the calendar, December 3rd, yes, we're scheduling outdoor modified racing in New York, December. When is the last time that happened? Just 1 year ago. The Gobbler was also postponed from its original date over Thanksgiving weekend, put to the following weekend. There was a little trouble there. A little different issue with running in the track, watering the track Saturday morning. Really just not get the ground and the earth to saturate properly and get the dirt ready for racing. And just told everybody, sorry, we got to go. Come home, come back next week. They will again this Saturday. They announced early Saturday morning. Try to stay home to keep your people. So we're looking forward to some outdoor dirt racing in New York State this weekend. I remember in the early 1980s, the Nazareth National Mile had a rainout, a weather postponement of some sort. It pushed it outdoor racing in Pennsylvania to December at some point. Can't remember exact date or year, that's a little foggy, but somehow I believe Jimmy Horton wound up in victory lane in the modified race, and I believe Keith Kaufman won a USAC Silver Crown race in December in Pennsylvania on the dirt mile. A little bit of Cup news, NASCAR Cup news, yes, Chase bashing. I just want to pass along some announcements and news that came down today, and something else is kind of rolling through my head. Ty Dillon will replace Casey Mears in the Germain Racing number 13 for the NASCAR Cup Series for 2017. Germain Racing not far from where we filmed this show here. And, well, that was my last spot on the race team train that I used to make a living on, Germain Racing. Best of luck to Ty Dillon and boys over at Germain Racing. Clint Bowyer suing H. Scott Motorsports for over $2 million. That is a combination of unpaid salary as well as commission from the sponsors. Clint says that he brought several sponsors to the team, a lot of sponsorship money, and he had an arrangement. It was the contracts. He would get a cut of that as well as his salary. All said and done, he filed the suit on November 21st, which is the day after Homestead finale in Miami on the 20th. Over $2 million. I hope that worked out here. A lot of money at stake around in the NASCAR Cup world in Mooresville. Also, I missed the call again this year. Jay Moore, a comedian, will host the NASCAR Cup Awards banquet this weekend in Las Vegas. This is just Tuesday, the 29th, and banquet is either on the 2nd or the 3rd. I'm not sure. It's this coming weekend out in Vegas. Champions Week out there, and that is their NASCAR annual cup celebration. They dole out a lot of trophies, a whole lot of checks. Jay Moore will be the host. I was hoping for that. I've been kind of bugging Twitter and the Facebook world. I was like, hey, man, I would be a good co-host for Kelly. Live with Kelly on weekday mornings. I also thought it'd be good, you know, hosting the NASCAR banquet out in Vegas. I think it'd be great on stage, and I'd love a chance to do that. But sadly, did not ring. I had no emails. Racers Reunion will not be represented on stage this weekend in Las Vegas. And then as we look on the calendar, late November, the Cup Series, the NASCAR Cup Series, still does not have a formal announcement to who their sponsor will be 2017. I've heard rumors, which I'm not sure if I want to divulge on the air. Nothing substantiated, no facts to back this up whatsoever. I hear there's reasons when it's come on board. I hear there's reasons I'm going to delve into it a little further, see if I can do some research and come up with actual facts to relate to you guys. I've got suspicions. Things when you live in Mooresville around Race City, USA, stops the teams around the Charlotte area, Concord area. You hear a lot of things. You know, you go into your hardware store, your coffee shop, your diner, grocery store. You see people all the time, and you hear the latest. They tell me they know I'm on the air and TV and radio, but some things just don't know if I'm going to divulge yet because I've got facts. Do some research on this, see what we can come up with. As far as solid, be cool to break it here on Speedway Report before NASCAR actually announces it. As of yet, no title sponsor, and actually leaving patches blank, sideboards and decal areas blank on diecast, and I'm hoping to fill those in later as the sponsor is announced over winter. Hopefully, NASCAR, maybe Cup go away, maybe Grand National Series will come back. And just to look, as I look on the calendar for a lot, look at dates and throwing things around, we are November 28th, so those fans of the greatest spectacle in racing, crossed flags are up. We are halfway. The green flag waves on the Indianapolis 500 6 months from today. We're halfway home to drivers start your engines at Indianapolis. Everyone in between our broadcast, keep up on the world of auto racing with our website, SpeedwayReport.com. Our Speedway Report TV replays, we are now posted on the site as well. On the top ribbon, you just click the TV button, and you can rewatch tonight's show and past programs. Should be right about there. And we also have columns from Vicki Miller, Steve Zonger, Paul Bloffus, and myself. Paul's latest column talks about all we have to be thankful for in motorsports. We complain about enough things around here. I know I do. Head to SpeedwayReport.com to read about the good in auto racing. Jeff Gilder, thank you very much. Thanks, ZRN. Thank you, Racers Reunion, for the production work this evening, especially the before-air, behind-the-scenes work. We go into wiring and technical stuff. You can hear more from Jeff and the Racers Reunion family tomorrow, Tuesday night at 7 Eastern Time on Racing Through History and the Goat Rodeo. Big thanks to everyone on the Racers Reunion chat rooms for tuning in, both the stock car site and the drag racing site. It's great to be part of your Racers Reunion family. Let me ask you, did you tune in late, or would you like to catch a rebroadcast of Speedway Report or any of our Racers Reunion programs? You can catch up like this. Racers Reunion Radio produces live content Mondays and Tuesday, and we play that 24/7 through the week. You can hear it by clicking Listen Now on SpeedwayReport.com, and we also archive all the shows that they're listening for on demand. And the stock car page of RacersReunion.com and SpeedwayReport.com have our TV shows live as well as on demand after the archive. And I really want to thank all of the military, past and present, for the freedoms we enjoy as Americans in our daily life, including the simple things like bench race right here on Monday night. Freedom is not free. Veteran paid that bill for us. To all of the men and women who are defending freedom and watching Speedway Reports, take care of yourselves and come home soon. And a special salute to the teachers, school staff, firefighters, police officers and paramedics in our own communities. They are quiet and modest heroes every single day. God bless and thank you. You have been watching Speedway Report from the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina. Produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Don't go anywhere. BP, JP, and BS are coming up right at the top of the hour with Racing and Rocking with draglist.com. A reminder, please like our Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds Facebook page, and you can also follow me on Twitter at SpeedwayPat. For Jeff Gilder, I'm Patrick Reynolds. We will be back in 1 week and have results from the Snowball Derby in Pensacola, Florida, the Gobbler in New York, and Racing's Hot Topics. Thank you all for joining us on Facebook Live, Racers Reunion, and SpeedwayReport.com TV. Good night, everyone. Speedway Report now. Race day rock. Get your facts from the track. Race day.
name is Melissa.